Welcome to another edition of From the Stables. I'm Pete Staples from TazRacing.com.au, talking with trainer Leanne Gaffney. Leanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Leanne, you take four to Sprayton on Sunday. The first is in the opening race, the Open Handicap, 11.50, Quay, on the minimum, and with a claim for Brandon Louis. But backing her up, not normal for her.
No, this is the first time that we've backed her up. It's only a small field, and she had a four-week gap between runs, so we thought, well, why not give her a go? She's pulled up well, and yeah, she should go well.
All right, well, in race three, you've got Asaranka resuming from a spell, a lightly raced three-year-old filly by Nakoni, and only had the one start, finished midfield in Launceston. That was on Oaks Day. What can we expect from Asaranka first up?
I think all things equal. She hasn't drawn the best barrier, but if she gets lucky in running, she should be very hard to beat. She's really, really lovely filly, a nice type, and I'm hoping she'll go on to the bigger three-year-old races later on in the season.
Well, she won a trial at Devonport in late August, and beating War Correspondent. It since came out and ran second, first up, and won last start, and goes around in a Class 1 at the same meeting. So the form's there, in certainly from trial perspective.
Yeah, she just needs the experience now, that's all. So, yeah, she's a nice horse, though, nice type.
All right, well, we go down to the back half of the program then, and Barbie's Witness. Barbie's Witness has won her last two. She's actually won three of her last four for you, and she's got this. She's the big swooper with Brandon Louis aboard. Can we expect the same sort of powerful finish from her in race eight?
Yes, I think that seems to be her style of racing, and she's very honest. She tries hard. She gives you everything she's got, so I'm expecting her to be right there at the finish.
She gets into the race okay because she's a benchmark 70 in a benchmark 66, and she gets a 2-kilo claim for Brandon Louis, so she's only going to carry 58 kilos, so she'll handle that okay?
Yes, he's a big mare, big strong mare, and he's ridden her before, and I think that's worth a bit of weight as well.
All right, well, you're a very promising young stayer, Upwind. Upwind comes off the last start, 4th of 9, over 1650, but I think he's got back too far last start.
Yes, he did. It wasn't probably the ride we were looking for on him, and yeah, he's probably looking for a spell at some stage before we get him ready for the carnival, but well, we thought this race was there. It's right on our doorstep. Why not put him in? So yeah,
is he your cup horse?
Not sure really. He's really needs to get his rating up and win a few more races, but he's got the potential there definitely.
Well, he gets Kyle Maskeel, who's absolutely on fire. He rode four on the 7-race card last week, and of course this week he turned 21. So he'll be keen to get out there and try and do it again. He gets a kilo and a half off, so carries 60 kilos. He's not a big horse, Upwind, but will he handle that sort of weight?
I'm hoping he will. I mean, you've got to try all these things. He is only a small framed horse, not very big at all. He's just grown into a size 4 shoe, so that tells you how small he's been up until now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, if he doesn't get back too far, he could turn the tables. So the ones we talked about, are the four you're taking, which one do you think will be the best winning chance of your quartet?
Asaranka.
All right, all the best with your four on Sunday, Leanne. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you.